Exclusive, FLU's House candidate Mara Macy. Pentagon is fully politicized and weaponized against the people. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 9, 2024. The Pentagon is fully politicized and weaponized against the people. Mara Macy, running against establishment Republican Representative John Rutherford, RFL, for the U.S. House, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, explaining that she became involved in politics after her military husband was targeted for refusing to get the coronavirus jab. Macy explained that she never aspired to be a politician but always followed politics, particularly at the national level, as she is a military spouse. Being a military spouse, it's virtually impossible to keep track of local politics. So I never really got involved at the local level until moving to Florida, where my husband is planning to retire and we will settle here. She said, explaining that she realized that she wasn't actually as informed about politics as I thought I was. I think most voters are like that. We go and we vote. And we think that we're making this big difference. But the fact is we don't really know who we're voting for. She said, adding that she began to get really involved in 2020. During the coronavirus pandemic, a time of widespread draconian mandates, attending school board meetings. Then when the military had its shot mandate and my husband fought that and was in lawsuits with the DOD, we really started getting involved in both local, state, and national politics because we were reaching out to any government official, politician, anybody that was willing to help. And I'll tell you what, none of them were willing to help because they're taking money from the people that are pushing them, the shots, down our throats, she revealed. We realized that if we want to actually make a difference, we needed to get even more involved. And that includes running for office, she explained, emphasizing the importance of holding military leadership accountable, something she is trying to do while her husband Ted, a whistleblower through Senator Ron Johnson's, RY, office, continues to fight. He's the one whose video went viral of bringing up some statistics that came from the Defense Medical Epidemiological Database for the military. And those stats are showing increases in things that are scary, Macy said. A lot of them are cardiovascular, there are other things that are not cardiovascular there. There are a lot of signals that are being revealed through this database. And they're actually on damage control, because now they're trying to backpedal. There was just a hearing in Congress with Matt Gaetz, RFL, where Gaetz was specifically talking about Ted and the data that he has given to the public through Johnson's office and also on X and how he is being investigated and punished for doing that, she said, pointing to whistleblower retaliation. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Mara Macy, March 9, 2024. So Ted actually was removed from his office. He doesn't have access to his computer, and now he's down in facilities basically doing nothing. They want to make sure he's there every day to do nothing. But they're trying to keep him quiet while his lawyer is trying to get information about what did he actually do wrong? She said, stressing that they have not been able to pinpoint what he has done wrong. Ultimately, she said they are trying to silence her husband, so she is speaking out for him. I am being his voice. If something new happens, I get on there. X, I say this is what Ted's command is doing to him. He might not be able to say it, but I don't have a commanding officer. And these people, they're all yes men and cowards. And it's all political for them, because it's about their career, she continued. And right now our Pentagon is fully politicized and weaponized against the people, Macy added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.